Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Help Alive. Today, we are going to be talking about the crown of God's creation. And what that means is, when he created the whole earth, the pinnacle of what was made was man. And there are so many things that the Bible says about the way he thinks about us. And once we learn this, we can have a very healthy image of ourselves, because we could realize that God doesn't make junk and we're very valuable. And when we really grab hold onto God's love for us, we start to accept ourselves and love ourselves and realize that we have we're very important, we're very significant, we're very valuable. And these are things that every person needs to know. We're made in the image of God, and that is in Genesis 1:27, and it says, "So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." So also, what it means to be made in the image of God is, we have intellect as God has intellect. We have emotions as God has emotions. We have will as God has will. And also, we're eternal and God's eternal. So all of these things are gifts, and we can exercise them. And the free will that we're given is a powerful tool that can make or break our lives. So when we make a good decision, we can advance and go to the next level. And what we all want to do is to reach our potential. And in Jeremiah, it does say that, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." So God has a spectacular plan for each person's life, and it's up to us to receive it. There are requirements, and some of the requirements is faith. We have to come to know that he exists, and he'll show us that he's there if we pursue him. He'll reveal that this is true. And the other thing is prayer. When you have a relationship with someone, you have to talk to them. So also Bible reading, that's the roadmap for the entire earth, for all the people. The instructions are in the Bible as to how to live. And the other thing that helps us to get to God's plan for our lives is obedience. Because if we're not obedient, we're not going to reach our potential. So God has created the whole world with obedience as the key to move us forward. And also, as far as obedience goes, in the Bible it says, the Lord is speaking, "If you love me, you will obey me." So there's a lot of directions in the Bible. And I think Deuteronomy 28 also talks quite a bit about obedience and disobedience and the differences and what will happen in each case. And I'm sure most of us can figure out that the obedience is wins. It's if we have any people listening, I would love to hear from you. The guest call-in number is 657-383-1028. And you could call in and just say hello. You could call in and if you have a suggestion, how people can improve and what the Lord has done for you, we would love to hear from you. Also, some of the other ways that we're the crown of God's creation is in Isaiah 49, it says that God has carved us out of the palm of his hand. So we're so important to God that it's obviously figurative, but he has carved us out of the palm of his hand. And then some of the other things, God gives us dominion to subdue the earth. So that's really powerful that we're able to subdue the animals, the plants, and that's found in Genesis 1:28, and it's right here. So it says, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So clearly, he's given us quite a lot of authority over all the earth. And so some of the other things he's given us, he gave us the power to co-create life. That's amazing. He gave us free will. And as we said, when we exercise our free will to make a good decision, that's going to advance us and help us to find God's plan for our lives. And another thing that God does that tremendously blesses us is he answers our prayers. The prayers that are prayed according to his will receive answers. And we could communicate with the God of the universe and actually have him answer something, you know, even something minor. He wants to answer our minor prayers, our major prayers. So that's also very encouraging. And so another thing that I found out was, well, David Barton talked about there are about 24 God-given rights that God gave before government was instituted. Government was instituted in Noah's day, but I wasn't able to completely find all of those 24 rights on the computer. I found some God-given rights. He gives us the right to worship God, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to inherit, the right to earn, the right to keep property, the right to pursue happiness, the right to self-defense, the right to speak. So these are all really encouraging things that we have by God been given, things that protect us and give us a lot of dignity and provide for us as well. So we have here a lot of encouraging messages that let us know how we can be seen in God's eyes or how we are seen in God's eyes. So we have to correct the image we have of ourselves and correct the image we have of each other, because God is looking at us, and through the blood of Jesus, he's saying perfect. He likes us, he loves us, and he wants us also to love one another and love ourselves. And we have to come together and work as a team and a family. And there are a lot of opportunities to connect in churches. You could go to a church and develop relationships. So that's really wonderful. And the Lord has instituted that, the church, the body of Christ, for everybody to come together and meet needs and get needs met. And if you can... Also, as we pray, we receive we can receive help and people to come into our lives and help us with whatever needs we may have, and asking God to send those people that can help and that we can help. So, we have 5 minutes left. I'm not sure if we have any callers today. So far, we don't. But if anybody would like to call in, the number is 657-383-1028. And we have 5 minutes left. Today it's only going to be a half an episode, 15 minutes, because there's no co-host. But next week things should resume to normal. And I'm here to talk about the goodness of God. I'm here to say that, you know, help is available. through God, and he sends people, and he sends even angels who can help us, and that there's no obstacle too great for God. And also when it comes to sin, there's no sin too great for God to forgive, except rejecting him. But when you go to God, you just, you know, bring everything before him. That's what I did. I brought everything before the Lord, received forgiveness, and then I tried to do things his way. We'll still fall, of course, occasionally, but it's good to receive the forgiveness. Now, before Jesus was here, there were animal sacrifices, and they shed the blood of the animals for the forgiveness of sins. But Jesus is the perfect sacrifice, so when he shed his blood, animal sacrifices were done away with. And there's a scripture that said there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. So when God created the world, he just set it up this way. You know, C.S. Lewis made the point that just as the crucifixion can be hard to understand, in nature we see things that are hard to understand. C.S. Lewis said, when you look at the universe, the solar system, there's some planets have no moons, some planets have 12 moons, some planets spin clockwise, some planets spin counterclockwise, Saturn has rings, no other planet has rings. So there's a peculiarness even to the solar system. So when we look at the world and when we say, well, this is hard to understand how Jesus shedding his blood can get me into heaven if I receive it, that's because sin is so horrible to God, and it takes something as drastic as the shed blood to cover the sin and have it be forgiven. So this is important, and if we didn't need Good Friday, if we didn't need the crucifixion to get to heaven, it would have never happened. So because it's there, that means it's very, you know, it's the pivot point to get us into heaven. And we have to go to the cross and receive forgiveness and ask Jesus to be our boss and ask Jesus to, you know, forgive us of our sins. And then we have a relationship with Jesus, and then he'll come into our hearts in the form of the Holy Spirit. And we can have God abiding in the form of the Holy Spirit right inside of us. And that's such a wonderful blessing to have that. And then the Holy Spirit can guide us and lead us. The Holy Spirit can guide us and lead us and comfort us. So we have all of this available to us, and it's invisible. But when our bodies, we lose our bodies in our death, our spirits will be free to go into the spirit world, and we will see everything. Our faith will become sight. Once we shed our bodies, our faith will become sight, and we'll be able to see all of these things with our spiritual eyes. And so we have a lot to look forward to. Well, God bless the audience, and I pray that we get callers. And next week, Lord willing, we'll resume to 30 minutes with a co-host. And may the listeners be blessed, and good night.